The second one down, just the grand final to go.
It's everything we could have ever hoped for. This is Nolpois.
Nolpois is shameful.
Nolpois is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nolpois is no fun.
And welcome to the Eurovision fan podcast, Nolpois. My name's Martin, that is Laura.
Hello.
And we are here to react to the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest. We've just finished watching it. We will get into everything we loved, everything we didn't love, and everything we found absolutely hilarious over the next few minutes. Very quickly, though, we wanted to start by telling you about a plan we've had. We are going to be giving you a bonus episode tomorrow because there's so much to talk about. We think we need to bring you another episode just to get you involved before the final. And on that episode, a very, very special guest. Cress, who have we got?
Yeah, well, let me just say, in this interview with this guest, I think we definitely shined a light on all the corners of her Eurovision career, didn't we, Martin?
Yes, I think we did. We are talking, of course, about Cress.
Katrina from Katrina and the Waves.
Yes, she will be talking to us about Eurovision in a podcast, a special extra podcast coming out tomorrow, just one day before the Eurovision Grand Final. So we'll talk to Katrina, and we're also going to address some of the other things that have been swirling around Eurovision that we won't have time to talk about today, including a bit of sad news about some positive COVID tests and what that might mean for the future of the competition, all that kind of stuff. We're going to go into great detail about it on the podcast tomorrow. Right now, though, we want to talk about what we've just seen and the second semi-final. Let's start with who's through and who's out.
Yeah, so through, we've got Albania, Serbia, Bulgaria, Moldova, Portugal, Iceland, San Marino, Switzerland, Greece, Finland, out, Georgia, Estonia, Austria, Czech Republic, Poland, Denmark, Latvia.
Now, you were pretty spot on again there with your predictions, I think.
I got 9 out of 10 right.
Not bad. Not bad. So any surprises there?
Let me have a... I would say... well, not for me, because I got 9 out of 10 right, so I was on the money. I think... well, first of all, we've got to go to one of the big highlights of this second semi-final. You know what I'm going to say. Flo Rida was there. He performed for San Marino with Zenit. And I've got to say, what a beginning to that semi final. They rocked that stage. They were great. I can't wait to see this at the final. I hope it gets a great placing because they'll be drawing those lots right now as we speak and record this. Just excellent. It just set the fire on stage.
It really did. A great opening number. I love the fact he turned up in shorts.
Yes.
Sort of like it just
like
rolled
in. Like an old schoolboy. I think he was confused about the whole thing. I didn't. When they cut to him like in the green room bit, he was a bit like just filming bits. I think he was like, what the hell is this? A bit like Quavo with Madonna a couple of years ago. But yeah, excellent. Just loved it.
Nobody knew what was going on. No. Yeah, that's obviously definitely a point to note. The other standout performance was, for me anyway, Iceland.
Yeah.
And for a mixture of reasons, obviously, it wasn't the live performance we'd really hoped for. Not that you could tell. I mean,
we
obviously knew it was, but it was so beautifully edited and cut together by the broadcasting team there. You would never have known.
No, you
that
genuinely
it wasn't
wouldn't. You
live
wouldn't have,
at the time.
No, you wouldn't have had a clue. It was perfectly done. I would have had no idea if they hadn't said and if we hadn't known. So, yeah, I'm very pleased they got through. I don't know if you saw they were in, obviously, what looked like a different sort of green room or maybe a room in their hotel.
Well, it's just their hotel room.
Yeah, it's just
their
hotel room. But they had obviously, I think it looked like there were two people possibly isolating who were on the iPads but dressed up. So it looked like they were in the room.
Mm.
But yeah, very pleased that they got through. And obviously, as we've said, they are also going to be showing a taped performance for the final as well, which is again is a shame. But if it's that same one, I imagine it will be, then they've still got a great chance.
Yeah, they really do. And I think unless you were really, really, really paying attention to all the news about it and listening very carefully to what all the commentators are saying when they're telling you, actually, got to let you know, guys, this isn't actually live, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know, no.
And they put on a great performance. That performance is really, really good. And best of luck to them. I was so pleased when they got through. Punched the air. I was so happy. Any others stand out particularly?
Right.
For you this evening?
I think we've got got to have a little chat about Greece and Let's Dance by Stefania. This was the one she was in a sort of purple cat suit, and then she had these kind of invisible men dancing beside her. So yeah. they were all kind of green screened out, and they had like some of them had like white pants, some of them had a white jacket, and they were sort of dancing around her. It was very 90s. It was quite unusual. I liked the kind of retro aesthetic of it, but it was a little bit... I don't know best how to describe it other than a little bit 90s, a little bit retro. But I think it's got a great catchy hook, that one, Let's Dance. I will say, I think a lot of people were going for the 80s vibe in this
80s
semi.
Is massively in at the moment.
There was loads of the neon light backdrops. About there was three different ones. And I don't quite know why suddenly they all decided to go for this. It didn't really work for many of them. I have to say Poland, for example, is out, and they were going for the kind of 80s vibe quite heavily. I don't know. It didn't really work for me, Poland's.
Tell you what really surprised me that I really enjoyed, and I wasn't expecting to enjoy it as much as I did, was Portugal.
Okay.
Which, when I'd been watching it before, I'd been thinking, well, it's not very go-y, it's a bit too chilled out, it's not got enough energy. I thought it really worked tonight for some reason. This is the guy with the beard and the white hat, and I just thought, this is so nice. And it was a real break that I think we needed in the lineup for the evening. I just thought it worked really well. A nice song, very, very well sung. And I'm not saying it's going to win, but it was a really lovely addition to the evening.
Now, one I think that definitely jars with Portugal was Finland. Mm. But I loved Finland. They definitely brought a change of pace after some of the slower ballads. There was quite a lot of ballads in this second semi. Semi-final, and not necessarily good ones either. But Finland, just typical. They were basically Linkin Park in 2021, really. That's what they brought. And I thought they were really, really good. I think they're going to have a bit of a tussle with Italy, who were doing the same kind of thing, but slightly better, I would say. But they brought the real sort of kitschy rock value, and I'm really glad they're through. They waited till the end. Again, it's like they did with the Ukraine. I think they maybe leave one of the favourites until the end, because everyone gets really tense then. You could see people in the crowds were actually cheering for Finland, hoping they'd get through. And they did, and I'm glad they are, because they're definitely going to like bring a good needed change of pace.
Absolutely. I really like that, the semi-final, more than I thought I would. I know I was saying I think I preferred semi-final one. Probably do, I think, on balance.
Yeah.
But still, there was so much to enjoy. Maybe a few too many ballads, as you point out. But as I said, I quite
Georgia
like Portugal, so I don't know what I was thinking
about. Little bit out there, I would say, Georgia. A little bit slow and quite scary at points.
Mm. I've written down a few other things that I wanted to talk about today.
Yes,
and just as usual, I wanted to draw attention to the fact that every year we all count down loudly and excitedly to the fact that someone's turning off a phone line. I find that so funny. In another moment of madness, we had the awkward conversation with the woman on a roof.
Yes, so why did they have Helena, who's the winner for Greece, I believe in 2004, I think? Mm. So what I thought was very odd about that moment was basically they were throwing ahead to when she'll be on a roof on Saturday.
Yeah, more from the roof to come. Later.
In the interval. But why was she on a roof then? Why were they like, well, we'll see you on Saturday. You stay up there and we'll come to you in 2 days' time. But you stay up on that roof. We're not letting you down yet.
No. And then there were sort of random people around her and who were never referenced. We don't know what they're doing. But and a question was asked about whether she was wearing thermal underwear or not.
And I liked how she completely just ignored that question as well. Yeah. She didn't go, she didn't say yes or no. She said, yes, hello, here I am. And just completely ignored.
Yes. Anyway, putting my underwear to the side in front of millions of people across Europe. Can we just do this? Yeah. What did you make of the close encounters of a special kind, which was basically a guy on a bike?
Yes, that was... was strange, wasn't it? And it was a bit like the beginning where they had that very dramatic and serious break dancing as well, which again, it was such serious music and then this guy just break dancing silently in the middle of a stage. Yes, I mean, very good cycling, and the man that he was with was very buff and attractive, so okay. I wasn't altogether against it.
And promoting cycling, which of course the Netherlands is quite well known for.
Yes.
In amongst all of the glitz and the glam and the fun and the funny that happened, is always in the background the weird times that we're living through. And I thought there were a couple of moments tonight that really just put that in context and made you think a little bit. Occasionally the hosts would refer to the fact that this has been 2 years in the planning. We've been back after a year, we're back. But it was something that Blas Cantó said, and Blas Cantó representing Spain, we call him Frosty Tips.
We do, yeah.
And he was having a little chat ahead of doing his performance on Saturday. And he told this story about how he used to watch the Eurovision Song Contest with his grandma. And he has really fond memories of watching Eurovision with his grandma, really associates the contest with her. And then he went on to tell us that his grandmother had died of coronavirus. And it just goes to show, no matter how much glam there is, no how much many smiles you see of people enjoying themselves, and as they absolutely should be after the awful time we've been through over the last few months, it's always there, it's always in the background, and it's something that is going to hang over this competition and this song contest for a long time to come, I think.
I think, and hopefully not coming from this contest, because as we've said, and as we'll go into more detail in our next episode, obviously there have been positive cases at the contest. And, you know, let's just hope that is the end to the bad news now. Unfortunately, I fear it won't be. But let's see what is to come.
Yeah, well, we're going to bring you another episode tomorrow on all of that. Just before we go, though, looking ahead to Saturday, and we will do this a little more tomorrow, what are you looking forward to most?
Ooh, you know what? It's hard to call. I mean, I'm looking forward to San Marino again, Flo Rida. How can I not? Every time that song appears, I love it. I'm looking forward, I guess, to seeing the Big Five perform, because we've only seen snippets of them. Italy, I'd quite like to see again. The lovely shirtless
singer. Move it on. Move it on.
Yeah, and the UK. It'd be nice just to see can they pull it out the bag, even a tiny amount? That would be good to know. Probably not. Yes. How about you?
Very, very similar. I think that Senhir and Flo Rida is definitely one to watch. I can't wait to see Malta perform again. There's just been so much talk about Destiny's performance, and I think she's going to bring the house down. I'm also, as always, looking forward to the interval act in the grand final, because you just never know what utter bonkers nonsense
Afrojack.
Yeah, well, the Afrojack is included, but what on earth will be going on there? Who knows? We will be back tomorrow with a bonus episode of Null Pot. We're going to be talking to Katrina from Katrina and the Waves. Cannot wait to bring you that conversation. We're also going to be reflecting on some of the slightly more negative aspects that has come out of the news surrounding the Eurovision Song Contest over the last few hours, which is these positive coronavirus tests and how that is going to affect what we see on screen on Saturday. We will see you then for another edition of Null Pot. In the meantime, we'd love for you to get in touch and let Laura and I know about your thoughts on the second semi-final. And here, Cress, are the details.
Yes, you can get in touch with us on Twitter. We are @PoisNull. Get in touch with us on Instagram, Null Pot Podcast, and email us at nullpotpodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you very much if you've done that already. Make sure you are on this feed tomorrow for another special episode featuring Katrina from Katrina and the Waves. We're very excited. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again on the next edition of Null Pot.